What should I do when a patient comes back and hasn't done any of the things that we've talked about?
So this is when your clients do come back,
mm-hmm.
but they haven't done anything.
No.
Yeah.
Nothing I've suggested.
Right. That does happen, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations that they come back. But let's figure out what to do then. Sounds like you feel stumped at that point.
Well, yeah. Yes. I just don't know
what to do.
I mean, did I say the wrong thing? Did I plan it too much?
Or? Yeah, it sounds like you do what a lot of us do, is you think, what did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it makes sense instead to turn it around in your head and think about it from the client's point of view. One of my suggestions is, Helen, is first to treat it as if it was an experiment that the client was doing or that they had said that they were going to do, and the experiment didn't go as planned. But there's always something still to learn from it, from an experiment, even when it doesn't run right. For example, if a client comes back in and says they didn't go shopping and get all the foods that I suggested, for example, I'll say, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, we had talked about that, and you thought you were going to be able to do it on Tuesday, and I'll be darn. That's interesting. So, what is it that happened? What got in the way for you? You know?
Wow, that turns it around completely.
Yeah, and you turn your curiosity on it, as opposed to judgment,
mm-hmm.
which the client may be thinking that you're going to beat them up or something.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, just get really curious. I'll be darn. We really thought you were going to do that. So what got in the way? So using whatever you can learn, there's going to be something to learn from it. So if you, Helen, can manage to turn your curiosity, basically, mm-hmm. on the situation, does that sound helpful?
Well, it does. And of course, you know, the first thing I think about is, oh, I should do that in the beginning.
Well, that's an idea, too. Yeah. Getting curious with clients, even as you're setting up these experiments
mm-hmm.
With them. The other thing that I would always assume when that happens, when a client comes back, and I really thought they were going to do something and they didn't, I realize that means I have to back up a whole bunch of steps.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So take a deep breath and think to myself, okay, we missed something. We missed something that's important to the client. You know, a minute ago we were talking about getting into what is important to the client and really eliciting that. So sometimes if a client comes back and didn't do it, you need to say, oh, let's go back a bunch of steps, Joe, mm-hmm. or whatever. Remind me what it is you came in here for. Remind me what it is you want, what is important to you. What do you want to get out of this so that you're backing up a bunch of steps?
And you may get a different answer.
Yeah, exactly, because you may not have gotten to it before. And you may also get to more at what is getting in the way for him,
mm-hmm.
For this particular client. Backing up also helps you and the client break it down into smaller pieces, because it may turn out that the behavior needs to be broken down. If it's a matter of shopping for certain foods, turns out, first, he may have to learn how to make a shopping list, you know,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, there may be other smaller steps to figure out, or he may need to decide what store to go to. The other thing, Helen, you could choose to do in a situation like that, when a client comes back in and hasn't done what they even thought they agreed to do, it can be very interesting to notice their attitude and their response, because as I'm sure you know, a lot of clients will come in and they'll be beating themselves up and they'll
mm-hmm.
say, oh, you're going to hate me, or you're going to be mad at me, or, you know, oh, I was so bad, you know, that kind of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And as you and I know, that doesn't get anybody anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help when somebody beats themselves up. So do notice the attitude they're taking and see how quickly you can turn it around. Turning your curiosity on it
mm-hmm.
is one way to turn it around, but also basically refusing to get involved in the beating themselves up is a good idea. Some clients may actually be, instead of being feeling ashamed, they may actually be defiant. You may almost feel like they're like, okay, you didn't make me do it, you know. Which can feel pretty awful on our end.
Or that it's kind of a joke.
Right, exactly. yeah, or I told you I couldn't do it, you know, mm-hmm. or something like, you know, you feel like you have a six-year-old. And if that's the case, you need to counteract that. And the best way to do that is to acknowledge, yep, I can't make you do anything. You know, it is your choice. This is your situation. You can do what you want with it. Hey, well, what would you like to work on? Again, undercutting their defiance by refusing to push back again and making it even worse. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that gives you a few ideas of how to handle that situation.
It does. It does. And again, it's the whole thing of like being in the present moment with the client.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes slowing down a little bit. Yeah. Okay, good.
Thanks.